Headline Wednesday, March 25th, the railways. And after today's railway changes, Mrs. Barbara Constable said that she was saving over 3,000 miles of railways in Britain from getting this shock. She went on to say that the business of making the railways pay was not as important as seeing that they fulfilled the national good. The LSE, the two student leaders at the London School of Economics, whose suspension has caused 48 hours of demonstrations, are to appeal against the decision. After the school's administration block was raided this morning, 60 to 100 students were suspended for 3 months. In the Commons, the Speaker rejected the debate on the suspension. The Treasury, in the last quarter of last year, Britain achieved a balance of payments surplus of £121 million, which the Treasury calls by far the best result since 1959. The Minister of Agriculture has announced that on the first Sunday of next month, milk will go up from 9.5 pence a pint to 10 pence. Decimal currency. By a vote of 91 to 62, the Commons were against a free vote on the question of decimal currency. The bill on this subject is expected out next month. Industry, leaders of the Confederation of British Industries have been having talks with Economic Minister Mr. Stewart about the government's incomes policy after the period of severe restraint ends in June. The government apparently hasn't made up its mind on what new powers it will take to control wages and prices after June. The lingering weather forecast. The Britain has had long periods of dry weather with above average temperatures. The weather will become more disturbed, however, at the end of the month. Saigon and a change of American diplomatic staff in Vietnam. Henry Campbell Lodge is replaced as ambassador by Mr. Ellsworth Bunker, who played a leading part in solving the Dominican crisis in 1965. South America, the Francis Chateau is now only 800 miles from Cape Horn. Experts, including his wife, estimate the Francis' arrival at the Cape as March the 20th. Finally, the weather forecast. The night will be dry and clear with small amounts of cloud. Winds, which are moderate at the moment, will gradually decrease tonight and become almost non-existent tomorrow morning. Temperatures will drop quickly tonight to 2 centigrade, 36 degrees Fahrenheit. Tomorrow will be a dry day with long periods of sunshine. The next news on Radio London at 11:30. This is Mark Roman reporting.
How the dice. It had to be the only one for me, too. And she's for me, so happy together. So happy together. How is the weather?
Learns I have just recently been voted one of the 100 best DJs called John Peel in the whole world. Those were Turtles there, incidentally, with a thing called Happen Together. It's number 7 on the Tab 40. And Kenny Everett, you see, when I played his record for him just a while ago, a considerable pain and tribulation to myself, I might add, was not listening.
So that I'm never going to do it again. Not that, I mean, never in 1,000 years will I do anything for him.
I mean, I was quite upset about it. 11 on the Tab 40.
Howie, the man of Batman.
Oh,
dress for which goes to club at 75 Brighton Green every Friday evening with Big L. And
it must be. There are people you can say hello to. Shall we drive? Hello, Catford.
Well, oh, hello, dear.
Thank you very much for acting. Nobody's ever spooned over me, but my mother did. But that was after the adoption agency and the
fuse for you, see, and that was right. Oh, the time of yours is time of the week. L4 is what?
Playing the other side of that, you see, which is, I think, is the sort of European song contest thing, you know, whatever that is. Is it a puppet on a string? Yes, I think that's the one. And it's rather sort of, well, it's not bad, it's a bit dismal now. I don't think it's going to do anything very much in San Remo or whatever it is they have this European contest. And it's,
Goodbye, 45 from the Jimi Hendrix Experience.
Hi, guys.
I want to go with you.